Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos, and we're up to Parak Dalid, Mishnah Yudches. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Al Teratzes Chavercha B'Shas Kaiso. Don't try to calm your friend down when he's angry. You got to give him some time to let off some steam, and only then should you try to calm him down. The Bar Tanura says, Tichsiv, Pana Yelechu Vanichos Yilach. Amla Korosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hamtein Atri Yavru Panim Shel Zam. That's the Gemara Brachas of Zayin. That a person, Hashem says, you need to wait till the anger goes away. And only once the anger subsides, only then should you start trying to make amends. Timing is everything. I once read a book. The title of the book was When, and that was the whole idea of the book, that it's not always so much about what you do, it's also about having a sense of timing of when to do it. You shouldn't try to be menachim an avel when the mace is mutal lefanav, when the mace is right in front of him, right? That's not something, a person cannot be mekabel nechama before the mace is buried. That's an unfortunate practice. Sometimes you have by the funeral home before they do the hespedim, the avelim in the room and everyone comes in as menachim them. It's really not proper. You shouldn't be menachim someone until after, there's no nichum avelim until after the kavura. Val tishalo b'shas nidro. Don't question a person about at the time of his neder, to be shoel on the neder, to sort of, even though there's a halacha of she'ilas chacham, that a chacham is able to be shoel on a neder, don't do that at the time of the neder. Don't try to find a pesach at that time, because in the heat of the moment when the person just made the neder, he's so convinced that he did the right thing, whatever Pesach you find, he would say, no, al das ke nadarti, I did it anyway, having that in mind, even though it's not really true. So you got to give him some time to cool down. Don't try to see a person at a time where they're having a failure. If a person did an avera, did something that they're embarrassed about, so don't try to look at him, try to look the other way. Meaning, if he wants to be private about that, that's certainly understandable. Mishnah Yetesh, Shmuel HaKatan Omer, he said, when your enemy falters, don't be happy. When he stumbles, do not rejoice. Because Hashem might not take kindly to that, and he's going to take his anger away from the that person, and instead he's going to direct that anger toward the person who's celebrating it. Now, l'chora, this is not what Shmuel HaKaton said. This is what the pasuk says. So, what exactly did he add? So, apparently, this was something that he would like to say a lot. It was a teaching that he would like to say a lot. So that's why it was something that he really lived his life by. It was like a hu haya omer kind of thing. Okay, so to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Yilchas, we said that Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that you have to have a sense of timing, so a person shouldn't try to calm down someone when they're angry, they shouldn't try to comfort someone before the dead person is buried, they shouldn't try to find a Pesach for the neder when the guy just took the neder, and you should try to respect the privacy of someone who just messed up. And Mishnah Yitzchak said, Shmuel HaKatan used to say over the Pasuk in Mishlei that you shouldn't celebrate the downfall of your enemies. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Daled Mishnah Chaf.